If you go on 5 dates with somebody, you're not that serious. You just start dating. But you find somebody else. When you call them to tell them you no longer want to see them, do you tell them the truth, I found somebody else? Or do you tell some white lies and kind of move on and don't hurt their feelings?
Well, I think time here is important, all right? When you get the whole story, 5 dates spread out over 2 months, maybe even a little bit longer, do you owe somebody an explanation? Or is it just courtesy to give them an explanation? I think that's important to ask too.
Producer John, what happened? And then we'll judge you.
All right. Well, first things first, I didn't call her. This was a person that I've been seeing for a couple of months. We both have busy schedules, so we'd really only gone out a couple of times. But, you know, this is a person that I liked, that I had fun with. And I felt like a phone call was not cool. I felt like a text message was definitely not cool. So we went out and I explained to her that, you know, like there was, you know, somebody else that I was seeing. I wanted to see how she felt about that. And, you know, we decided ultimately to kind of just call things off.
See,
I don't even think you should have told her to her face. Mm. I think it definitely should have been a phone call, because when a guy is staring at you, you've been like, listen, I found somebody else that's probably better than you. That's why we're having this conversation. That's even more hurtful.
Well, no, I need more details. So yeah. First things first, where were you?
We were at a spot that had some good nachos. That was you know, went out to a bar. It wasn't anything super fancy. There was no like Michelin starred restaurant or anything like that.
This is a bar then. So it's not, is it lunchtime? Is it nighttime?
No, it's
happy hour?
Time.
What?
Dinner time.
Okay. So she thinks this is a date.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then he breaks up with her. And she thinks that he's hanging around the bar later on to hang out with somebody else.
But I got to say, no, we left the bar before having that conversation. But still, also, this flies in the face of every piece of advice I've ever gotten. You shouldn't call or text somebody to break up with them. Not when it's been a couple of months. Not if it's somebody that you like, you know, actually do like and respect. I feel like I felt like I did the right thing.
God, John, when you first mentioned this to me, I had less of the details. And now I feel like I'm coming over to Anna's side, like, maybe you shouldn't have done this way. She's 100% right. If you ask her to meet you for dinner, she thinks it's a date, and then you're dumping her in public.
Yeah, and then you ask her if you want to continue to like see you, even though you've got this side piece going on. It just seems very...
Whoa. It's not a side piece, it's casual. Side piece means that she's the main piece.
Okay, well...
It just means that you're doing a couple things.
You're doing, right? A couple things, and you're telling her. I think it puts her in a really awkward spot. I think that what you did was wrong. If you said to her, listen, on the phone, but like, I would love to have you in my life, and I love that we would be friends and all that, but I just want you to know that I'm thinking about moving on, or there's somebody else, but do you want to meet for dinner? I can promise you that she was going to say no. She was going to be like, nah, I'm good. Like, she's not going to be like, yeah, let's go get those nachos.
But then the flip side of that is, seriously, you know, like, we've had all these conversations. We spent this time together. You're going to do this over the phone. You're going to text me. That's how you're going to handle this. I felt like I treated it like, you know, it was an adult situation. I felt I handled it like an adult.
2 months, 5 dates. I think that you're okay with a phone call.
I mean, it's a compelling argument. But again, she thinks she's on a date.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. 5 call says it all. 1-800-330-9999. Was it wrong for producer John to break up to her face and tell her it's because there was somebody else in the picture? What do you think? 5 calls says it all. Producer John broke up with a girl after 5 dates, 2 months, and he did it to her face and told her the truth that it was because there was somebody else.
You say the truth like it's a terrible thing to do. He told her the truth. How dare he? That's like a nice thing to do.
Yeah. And in a situation like this, you really can't win anyways, right? I mean, you tell the story and the public gets to judge. He tells the truth. That's great in theory. Most women probably wouldn't feel good you telling them to their face, sitting down in the restaurant, right? So you can't win.
What do you think? Was he wrong to tell you, hey, listen, I found somebody else, and I'm telling you face-to-face in front of these nachos. Should he have just called her? 1-800-330-9999. Chloe, what do you think?
No, he was upfront and honest. Now that she had all the facts, she can go and make a decision on what she wants to do next. Either she continues hanging out with him, or she moves on. It doesn't matter, but as long as he was upfront about it.
That's what I'm saying. That, you know, by the way, that's what she said, too.
Maureen, 5 calls says it all. What do you think about the way that John broke up with that poor lady?
I mean, honestly, I think it's ridiculous. Unnecessary. I think it's just like wasting her time. It's not like it's some big breakup where you've dated for years. I don't think she needs chips or whatever that badly.
So in a perfect world, what is the best case scenario? Does he tell the truth? Does he not tell the truth? Does he use the text? What does he do? Let's make this a learning lesson for all of us.
Texted or called. Okay. And I just would have said, like, I'm not feeling it. I don't even think you needed to say there was somebody else. Like, yeah. You just say, I just don't see this going anywhere. You're a great person. Thanks.
So not only do I lie, but I also don't do it to her face. Correct. I feel like that doesn't, right. I feel like that's not a nice thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, the unnicest thing that you can do is just disappear. This is like second.
This is not the second unnicest thing.
I mean, it feels kind of like it is. The slide scale there. I mean,
come on.
You know, if she got her hair done.
Definitely.
Brandon, what do you think? Was it wrong for John to tell this woman the truth?
No, I mean, I feel like you should always be truthful. Is he supposed to lie and like keep it a secret? Is that supposed to be better?
I think tell me sweet little lies, but okay. Michaela, what do you think?
Yeah, he should tell her he's seeing someone else, because I just think that it's a good idea to understand why. Like, if there's someone else that is a better match for him, then, like, she doesn't have to worry about, like, you know, did I do something wrong? But I don't think he needed to do it in person. I think he could have just phoned her, you know? Let her down easy. Like, be honest, but don't make her, like, get all dressed up and do her hair and you get a blowout. And, you know, I don't know. I think he could have done it on the phone.
Blowouts are like $40.
Mm. That's not
exactly. Exactly.
Did she have a blowout, John? Did she look like she had a blowout?
She did say she had done her hair that day. My point is, though, face-to-face, though, isn't that more honest? Isn't that a little bit more respectful than over the phone?
I mean, take a park bench, all right? Not a public restaurant.
Yeah, in person is fine, but, you know, her time.
You should have compensated her. Yeah. You know what I mean? Five calls says it all. Andrew, what do you think? Was John out of line the way he did this?
I mean, he's not in a relationship with this woman. They've spent time together. Unless they're in a committed relationship, I don't think there's really the need to tell everything.
Yeah, see, this is the part that is surprising to me, right? It's like, I want to respect people. I think it's great that you respect people and you're upfront with them. But on the other hand, like, we're getting dangerously close to the last caller, like, seemed like she wanted closure. You know, does this relationship entail closure after four or five casual dates spread out over 2 months?
It's not really closure when he just says that, hey, I found another girl.
It is. It means that I'm done with you. I'm not seeing you anymore. You've made a decision. Of course, that's closure.
To me, I would be sad. I'd be like, what does she have that I didn't have? Is she prettier than me?
Well, is there a scenario where you don't feel sad, though? Like you're saying, I'd feel sad. What scenario exists where no one's feeling sad?
Okay, well, then you shouldn't have done it to her face. You should have done it over the phone.
She still didn't feel sad. Disrespect.